Welcome to Tales of the Times, a senior citizens podcast brought to you by the Clay County Senior Citizens Center in Manchester, Kentucky. This is Peyton Stevens
and Carmen Roberts.
Some of the people we chat with may be our clients, some may be former clients, some may not be clients at all, they may be family members of the elderly in Appalachia. Some may be people that have information for our elderly. We don't know where this will go, but it will be wherever the Lord wants it to go.
We basically wanted to highlight the lives of our people in Appalachia, the things they've done, their family traditions, the closeness of family and community, their strengths, their passions, and their legacy. We want their memories and stories to be told and to live on even when they are gone.
So without further ado, here is our special guest of this episode.
We hope that you enjoy.
Today's guest is one of our senior clients. We have left their identity a mystery for now. Leave your guesses in the comments and wait until next time for the reveal. Alrighty, joining us today is a very special gentleman. Can you tell us how old you are today, sir?
I'm 102.
This is a 102-year-old World War II veteran, retired postal employee, husband, father, and McDonald's frequenter. Now, our first question for you is, where were you born? And specifically, if it was in this county, where in the county?
I was born in Clay County, is about all I know. I don't know, that's about all I know. I was born in Clay County.
What's your first memory in life?
Oh, Lord. I was born, we had a restaurant over in town, and sometime we stayed there. We had a room in the back, some house, and we had a home over in East Manchester.
All right. What was life like in the 1920s in Appalachia?
Well,
or your childhood, best you can remember.
Well, I like to swim. I like to go swimming.
That's good.
I like to garden.
Where did you swim?
In the river down there.
Okay.
And I like to get out of the garden, help Dad was like one little man.
Tell us a little bit about your mom and dad.
Well, my dad got his leg hurt at a sawmill. The doctor took his leg off. And his had one leg to get around on. He could do about as much of that one leg as most people can do in both and two. And he raised five children. Never had no get on, you know.
What about your mother?
Well, she worked in the restaurant with Dad all that, 7 days a week.
What was the name of the restaurant?
Reed Restaurant.
Any other family members?
Any other family members?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had a twin brother.
Yeah.
Frank Jr. And I had an older brother, Vernon. And I had a sister, Hazel. And a sister, Mary. There's five of us kids.
What was your life like during the Great Depression?
Well, it's just like everybody else's. Got by. I mean, we had to grow up with a good dad and good mom, and they took good care of us. It worked.
Well, good. Well, speaking of that, what did you think that you were going to do with your life when you were growing up?
Well, I never thought much of that unless maybe it was be like Dad and get in the restaurant business or something like that. I worked in three or four or five places over in town. I worked with Taylor Baker's Groceries, and I worked at Engineer's Helper, and I worked at the Porter Drug Store. I worked in the post office when it was downtown there. Before we moved, of course. See, seemed like there's somewhere else. I worked at home too. Oh, yeah, I worked in the dad's and the restaurants a lot. I learned a lot of help too. And I worked at the home too. We all worked. We all had our job. Of course, Junior and Vernon, my brothers, they usually worked away from home.
For hey, other people, and I would stay there at home. Pardon? You would just say you were going to be a hard worker.
Well, I guess I don't know whether you'd call it a hard worker or not, but I've done.
So did you have animals at home, too, and a garden?
Oh, I took care of, I had chickens. I had a dog, always had a dog. Chickens, always had chickens. Had a garden. Now we had a garden at home, but me and Dad done a, and Mom, she'd get out and work when she had a chance.
What were some of the things that you and your brothers and sisters did when you were growing up? Just games that you played or things like that when you were a little kid?
We had a lot of little friends come and play with us when we were home. Most of the time we was over in town in the restaurant. But sometimes we was home over in East Manchester. We had a lot of friends.
Did you play ball games?
Oh, Lord, yeah, we played ball. We played a lot of games, I guess. When we'd have parties, and kids this, that, and one doesn't have a party, we'd always play games.
Go swimming.
Yeah, go swimming. Oh, yeah. I've seen that creek bank up there from the old wagon bridge to the swimming bridge practice with people in the afternoon swimming. There used to be a lot of people to go swimming. That river, it wasn't as dirty then as it is now. It's nasty.
When you were growing up, was there somebody in town or in your family that you looked up to?
Well, I looked up to my dad and mom. They worked so hard, seemed like. Yeah.
What about friends? Who were some of your special friends?
Well, they was three or four. We called one of them was Carl Hacker. His nickname was Pop Bottle. And then he had a brother named Bill. And we called him Sigh Sucker. And he went on to own horses and had in the horse race business when he grew up. Bob Ball, I don't know, whatever. I think he got into the race business later on in life. I just don't know.
Well, I'm afraid to ask, how did they get those nicknames?
Well, that's just everybody had a nickname.
Well,
Old Hammer, yeah.
So that was two of you good friends.
Well, And I had a friend lived right on out the street, way up by the depot there, Jenny Jones. He's about a good friend. Then I had a friend, Sammy Hayes. I had several friends.
Well, where did you go to school growing up?
I quit school when I was first year of high school.
Was school right here in town? The school you went to for elementary school?
The school was out where that old school is, or where they had to collect the water bill in that school. Mm-mm. Out there.
Who was your teacher? You remember any of your teachers? Somebody you liked or didn't like?
Well, I liked about everybody, but just remembered some of the names.
What was any of your favorite subjects? What did you like in school?
Well, history, I guess, was a pretty good subject for me. And I liked arithmetic, reading. I used to read right smart. I don't read much lately. I used to read right smart.
Well, now, we really want to know this question. What was the first car that you ever owned? What did it look like?
I believe the first car me and Granny bought was a '47 or '47 Chevy. I believe.
What color was it?
I believe it's maroon.
Now, this is just if you want to talk about it, but we did want to know, were you drafted or did you enlist in the military?
Oh, I was drafted. All three of us boys and the family was in the service in the war.
Your two brothers and you?
We was all in the war, yeah.
What year were you drafted?
I believe it was 43. First January 43 and come out in January 46.
What was your rank in the military when you left?
Corporal.
Where did you serve?
Well, I was over in the Pacific.
Was your brother in
the Philippines or over there. Pardon?
Were your brothers stationed at the same place or did they go in other areas?
My twin brother went, he was over in Germany and Vernon. Seemed like he was over in the east part of the. I forget what he did. But I believe he's run a PX over there or whatever it was. But he is not.
How long did you serve in the military?
In the military?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably around 18 months or 19, 20 something like that.
What were there any big changes in Clay County when you came home from the military?
Oh, yeah.
What changed?
Well, just buildings, you know, different places, businesses, more business, more of them, more people.
All right. We're going to switch it up. Right here, and we're going to ask you, how did you first meet your wife?
Well, I'm not sure, but I believe we used to dance, and they had run to three or four different places at one time or the other, and always you had a place to dance. Boots, he ran the Hen's Corner. Did you ever hear of Hen's Corner?
Yes, yes.
Well, he only run it, got it for a while. He ran a restaurant over that, for there on the, as you go into town, he owned a restaurant. He sold it. He worked, I guess, for 20 some years. Then there's a little Busy Bee. He ran it for a while.
So did you see your wife there dancing?
I believe it was at, it might have been at Hen's Corner now. Mm-hmm. It might have been the Tea Room. It was either the Tea Room or the Hen's Corner. There's always a crowd. There's a big bunch, and sometimes about the same crowd there come all the time. The young boys and girls and dance. They like to come dance. Uh-huh. I think I met her at one of the places. We started dancing.
Is that what attracted you to her? She was a good dancer?
She just seemed like a sweet, nice person.
Yeah.
A great person.
Yeah.
What year did you get married?
I believe it was 47, I think it was.
When you were courting her, what did you do for fun?
Well, and besides dancing? We'd go to dances, and we'd go to Corbin, and we went to Lexington, and we'd go to different places to dance, and Richmond sometimes, London, every now and then they'd throw a dance over there every now and then. But he'd always have somewhere to go with something to do.
Where did you all first set up housekeeping once you got married?
Oh, Lord, we... there's a little place out there, out from Rabbit Ridge there. Had about a 2 or 3 little rooms in it. And we rented it for maybe a few months. Dad bought a place just out of where we lived for a long time and let us live in it. We lived in it till we moved down here. A lot of years we lived on Rabbit Ridge, or they call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and your wife, you had a family, you had a son. Who was the disciplinarian?
We're both about the same. We always seem like want them to do the right thing. He was awful nice always. I thought.
I think you did a good job.
Well, I thank you. We tried. I wish that we'd have had us a daughter. But we've got some fine grandchildren.
So you told us about your jobs, that you already told us about the jobs you had in your life, many of them. And then you went on to work at the post office. Mm-hmm. Did that. Did you retire from the post office?
Yeah.
Well, for fun, once you were married and had a family, what were some of the hobbies that you did or things that you liked to do?
I like to play pool. I like to play pool.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pool room, Pat's pool room. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'd go there every time to play pool. And then the VFW, there's a club I like to go to. And, of course, I've not been there now in about 50 years, but I used to really like to go.
You like to garden. You love garden.
Yeah, Lord, I garden. This year, I believe about the only time that I've not gardened as I can remember, just this year.
Well, we understand that you have a connection to Willie Nelson. Can you tell us how you got that connection to Willie Nelson? Where did you meet him?
Well, the wife's, Irene's nephew, drives his bus, or was driving his bus. He's retired now, I reckon, just a while back. But he'd been driving for I don't know how many years. And we got acquainted that way, and we led Greece somewhere, and they'd tell us, and sometimes he's had the buses, two of them, on that ridge, he had two of them, that place, them big buses, and I don't see how he does it, but he's had about, out there in that street right there, we've had one, two or three times.
So you met Willie.
Oh, yeah, Lord. He's a good fella. He was. He's a fine fella. He wouldn't think there's anybody any better. He's always trying to help somebody.
Tell us about your favorite trip, your favorite vacation that you took with your wife.
Oh, hey, so many of them. I just sort of wonder, just to pick one out, I just don't know. Sure, sounds right stupid that a man out.
Did you all ever go to Florida?
Oh, we went to Florida several times.
Did you like Florida?
Yeah, I kind of liked it. You'll see all of her sisters lived in Florida at that time.
What about one of those things that you and your wife used to watch? Around this time of the year, you were always watching something when they played.
Oh, basketball. Oh, yeah. I watched the women play last night. Kentucky girls.
You and your wife would always be watching the UK play, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. We used to go and the Clay County boys played back when Richie and them played a lot of them. I don't know who ever missed a ball game. I'm going.
Yeah. Okay. What are some of the important lessons that you've learned in life? Something your dad taught you, a good lesson, or something you taught Ronnie?
Well, my dad is, I guess, taught me to respect people. And you're going to return the way you give treat people, you're going to get the return that the same. And if you expect to feel well, it makes you feel better.
That's a good lesson.
Respect us so they can respect you.
Mm-hmm. That's a lesson a lot of people need to learn right now. Can you describe something for us that you are proud of in your life?
I'm proud that I went to serve my country. Proud of my wife and my son, my family.
Good things
to be proud of. And my friends. Mm-hmm. You can't make it without good friends. They help so much.
How's your life been different than you've imagined? Anything you'd like to have changed? Any regrets?
Oh, there's many things that I'd like to say, things I'd like to do more of. Good things that I know always pleased are so good that I wish I could have done more of it.
Yeah.
And a few things that you might not like that you have done that you wish you hadn't have done.
Yeah. I think everybody's wanting to know, did you ever think you'd live to be 102 years old? And how have you stayed so healthy, mentally active, and in good shape?
I don't think I'm in much shape.
Oh, yeah, yes, you are. You're
like this. You're perfect.
No. Yeah.
I say it's all that McDonald's, PJ. All that McDonald's kept you healthy.
All that McDonald's you eat, she's saying.
It sustained you to this part of your life.
You're like the president that's getting ready to go in. You like that McDonald's.
Yeah.
I started yesterday. I think it have changed my menu a little bit. Ronnie went to Burger King.
I have to switch it up every once in a while.
Speaking of friends, let me ask you, go back just a second.
Help yourself.
I think you have a good friend that is about, you told me this, that is about 108 years old that you are very good friends with. Am I right?
Yeah. Okay.
How did you all become friends?
Well, at the DFW. Yeah, and Oak used to sell used cars, you know, being used car. He was a BFW member, and I made him there. He's such a good fellow, seems like.
What is the best decade, do you think, in the past 100 years? What would you say would be the best decade?
I think the best time of my life, frankly, would be growing up. Back, things wasn't going so just this, that, and the other. People knew each other. It seemed like more friendly and took time to speak to you. Mm-hmm.
Some people probably think that's strange.
Yeah.
That you would say in the 20s and the Great Depression was the best time of your life.
Well, it might not be to a lot of people. It might be to a few people. It might not.
Yeah.
But to me, it seemed like back then, things went easier for some old people.
Yeah.
You're worried about this day and time, the worried about the atomic bomb, you know, and the fight going on, the fires down, all the tornado, everything.
Yeah.
And the communists, you know, there's so much much distraction going this way and that.
What was a life event that you would say made you the person that you are today? Something that happened in your life that made you who you are?
Had the parents I've got. Had my parents I did. I think.
We just got through Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you enjoyed to do with your family during Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Well, I think sit down and then listen to each other's, what each and every one had to say, how they was, what they had to say, if they was ever anything that they could do to help in any way, if something was wrong or the stuff like that. And
you enjoy your communicated
together, got good, you know.
Playing the games together.
Oh, yeah. We'd play bingo. Bingo, usually we did. Yeah. Yeah. I have bingo for him for, I guess, 20 years, 15 or 20 years. I always made a game, bingo, a bingo game for the whole, for them. They loved that bingo.
What about cards? Did you play cards?
Well, we never did play many cards.
All right.
We did it one time, man. Granny used to play a lot of casino and stuff like that. And it's a good something to pass the time.
What are your thoughts on the current state of the world?
Well, it's my opinion right now. I'd think it was in pretty bad shape. I think we're about as bad a shape as we could get. It can always get worse, of course. But if they don't do something different, do a lot of different things than they've been doing, I think our country's just about lost. We got to do something. Somebody's got to do something.
Agree. In one word, how would you describe the current generation of people?
That's hard for me to.
I know.
There's so many good people, and there's so many, well, maybe like me. It ain't so good.
Oh, that? Gosh.
Yeah. But you think that people have changed since in the last 100 years, this generation or the young generation is different than the young generation of the 30s or the 40s?
Oh, yeah. I think that, yeah. I think it's changed. I think it's changed a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
People's values, are they different?
Their values are a whole lot different. As these things go on at night, you think, Lord, that is stupid. How can they do that?
Yeah.
That has to be stupid. They have to know better than that.
Is there any advice that you could give to the younger generation?
Oh, no, I don't know about that. Big advice.
You've done pretty good.
I'd say if I had something to say to people or the young generation, I believe that I'd say, mind your parents.
And at 102 years old, what is the one thing that makes you the happiest?
Well, the happiest, what makes me that when I can get up every morning and see that the rest of everybody's in feeling good, in good shape, that's my day. And everybody's all right.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything that you'd like to add on?
Anything else you want to say or tell us?
Nothing. I know that I've sure been fortunate to live this long, and I've been, the good Lord has sure blessed me that. I appreciate it.
You've been a wonderful person, and we love you.
Absolutely.
I love you fellas too.
All righty. Well, that will conclude the first part of this interview. We'll close out, and when we come back, we will say who our interviewee is. Thank you for listening.